Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Sam Knight, and right now I'm here with Amy Jordahl and Dan Walker. You're here to talk about an event that's going to be going on pretty soon, so thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having us.
So first of all, this event is sponsored by Rotary, which, Dan, you're a part of, so can you tell us what Rotary is?
Yeah, Rotary's an international organization, but we have local focus where we do community service and fundraising and things within the community. So we're just a organization that does good things in the community.
And can you tell us what the event is?
The event is a Light Up the Park event, which will be held on Thursday, the 6th of December from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Thomas Owen Park. And we'll have a variety of things and Santa and stuff like that. Maybe Amy can expand a little bit on that.
Sure. So we're super excited that everyone's going to come out this Thursday at 5:30. As Dan said, that's when the event starts. Santa's arrival will happen at 6 on a very special arrival vehicle. I don't know if I should let the cat out of the bag on that or not, but...
I think it's surprised. Let him be surprised.
Okay, yep. Let him be surprised. So Santa will be there at 6. We have some very special elves that are going to help Santa take the stage. Santa's going to share some words with us, and then we'll have a countdown so we can flip on the Christmas lights in the park.
And then so I guess kids can go up to Santa, sit on his lap, and tell him what they want for Christmas?
Yeah, so a couple other things that will be happening right away at 5:30. We have... a s'mores event, so you're going to be able to come in and stand around several different fire pits, and you can make your own s'mores. We have Luis's that's going to be there handing out hot chocolate, so keep your tummies warm. I know Rotary is going to be doing hot dogs, so you'll be able to grab a little supper there too. And we have a very special Santa's tent that will be put together as well. Chrissy Scannon and her business is going to decorate Santa's tent so all the kiddos can stand in line and visit with Santa once we flip the lights on.
And I heard there are also some businesses sponsoring this event as well.
Yeah. Dan, do you want to go through the businesses that we have sponsoring?
Yep, sure. So as I said, the North Shore Rotary's putting on the event, and we'd like to thank Amy Jordahl, State Farm Insurance, Carrie Cohn Photography, Northern Knights Events and Design, Luis's Cafe, and the Two Harbors Federal Credit Union. I think that's who we got on board. I don't know if I missed anybody. Or
yep. Mecklen Construction as well is going to be helping us with a few things. So we're really excited. And we're hoping that this is just a pivotal point for moving forward for 2019 and 2020. So if there's businesses out there listening or folks that want to help get involved, we have this vision for making this just the place to be to kick off Christmas season and holiday season and shopping local season and all those fun things. So just to give you a little peek of what we're planning for next year is we're looking at bringing in a portable ice skating rink and having it right there by the park, doing horse-drawn carriage rides down to see Edna when she's all lit up with lights in all her glory, a lighted Christmas parade, maybe fireworks at the end of the event. So just a lot of fun stuff that we're thinking about and brainstorming for 2019 and moving forward.
So if any businesses want to contact one of you two, how would they do that?
Oh gosh, lots of ways. You can certainly call me at the office, 834-2353. You can hop on our Facebook page. Would probably be the best two ways. I suppose you're probably about the same, Dan.
Yeah, we've got the North Shore Rotary Facebook page, which you could search, I suppose, and find. Otherwise, you can always give me a call, 218-834-8803.
And if somebody goes to this event and say they're like, really, they didn't know about Rotary, how could they possibly join Rotary?
through the same ways, they can either jump on the Facebook page or they can stop by. I work at City Hall, so they can stop by City Hall and say hi to me, or they can give me a call at 834-8803.
Is there anything else you guys want to say about this event?
It's going to be rock star. And Dan brought in with him, obviously we're on radio, so you can't see it, but you can hear it. We've got these super cool bells with a little note on there, kind of similar to Polar Express, if you've ever seen that movie, that all the kiddos will get just as a keepsake. So, you know, you come year after year after year, and you'll be able to fill your Christmas tree with these beautiful traditional keepsake bells and have great memories.
Well, thank you, Amy, and thank you, Dan, for coming in today.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.